If you can't cope with the Harambe and Pepe memes, if you think that is bringing an end to civilization, then there are some things you can do to destroy the alt-right. I'm going to tell you what some of them are. To destroy the alt-right, here's what the establishment has to do. Number one, decide if you want identity politics for everyone or for no one. There's an Anti-Defamation League and an SPLC, but there are no equivalents for other groups. No more anti-white racism in universities, in the media, and politics. If racism is unacceptable, it has to be unacceptable for everyone. If you allow groups by virtue of their skin color, or their sexuality, or their gender, to operate by different rules to other people, and that's identity politics, you're going to divide society. People are going to end up hating each other. And that's where the left is taking us. My preference is we have identity politics for no one. My preference is that we do something that somebody once said, which is judge people by the contents of their character, not the color of their skin. Two, grow a fucking sense of humor. One speaks for itself, and stop trying to ruin people's lives because they made a joke. It's ridiculous. Stop trying to ruin people's lives because they tried to make somebody laugh. Life is difficult enough. You know, we've all got stuff going on. Everybody has something. Everybody's struggling with something. Everybody is trying to do the best they can. People aren't bad on the whole. People are good. And they're trying to make their life bearable and even possibly fun now and again. How dare you go after these people for the crime of telling a joke? Number three is an end to victimhood and grievance culture and safe spaces and trigger warnings. Number four, no more immigration. Especially, I am sad to tell you, from Islamic countries, at least so long as it obtains that the regressive social attitudes imported into the West, not by terrorists, but in ordinary Muslim communities, so long as that continues, we can't have it. We say... we say, and in particularly the left likes to say, that equality and diversity, gay marriage, women's rights, all of these things are crowning glories of our civilization. I happen to agree with them. We should be very proud of many of those things. This isn't the way to perpetuate it. This is the way to unravel it. This is the way to import large numbers of people in who do not share your values. And people who will victimize, as we saw in Orlando, the people who really are the most vulnerable in society. Number five, stop demonizing patriotism. America isn't perfect, but it's pretty bloody great. And the only times it gets worse is when there's a Democrat in the White House, it seems to me. Number six, no more globalization. Number seven, purge the anime nerds. What is this? What is this? Has to go in Trump's America. Anime is not going to be made real. Anime is going to be out. Stop denying the differences between men and women. Please. I think what the world we want to achieve is a world in which women can do whatever they want. Not a world in which they are bullied and cajoled into having it all. Not a world in which they are told if they choose to be a mother, they are somehow defective. I don't know very many happy single women in their mid-30s. I do know a lot of happily married women in their mid-30s. And the message that culture is sending to women about what they can be and how they can behave and how they will be happy. The message that culture is sending, be Lena, be Amy. Nine, no more safe spaces. No more trigger warnings. It doesn't help anyone, not even you. All the science says that if you have something bad happen to you, the best thing you can do is controlled exposure, because that way you won't spurge out when you hear about it 10 years later because you've been insulated from it. Safe spaces aren't just annoying for and inconsiderate for everyone else. They are bad for the sufferer. They are bad for the person who is in pain. Safe spaces are radically unsound according to everything we know about cognitive science. They're also fucking selfish and irritating. We should get rid of them. Here's something I part company with the alt-right. I quite like foreign wars. well, I quite like America being in charge, but then again, I'm not a citizen here and I don't have to serve, so I appreciate that that is a position from privilege. Number 11, criminalize Black Lives Matter. The left does this insane sleight of hand where they try to suggest that not liking Black Lives Matter is the same thing as hating black people. No one is stupid enough to believe that they know that. No, that nobody falls for that, but they keep doing it. Well, that's dumb. And you can accept that there are things that are wrong in the black community that are not the black community's fault. Like, for example, they need better fucking schools. Without believing that a violent movement that throws its toys out the pram and leaves black communities in ruins is the answer to those problems. Black Lives Matter is crossing over. We are entering the black power phase of Black Lives Matter's existence. And it is crossing over into a terrorist organization. Number 12. Railing against Pepe the Frog is not going to work. Destroying people over bad jokes is not going to work. It just drives more talented, fun, interesting people like you to the alt-right. I don't think the left is going to do any of these things. Without these things, the alt-right is going nowhere. And it does not live or die by Donald Trump. This is a new populist, conservative, and libertarian movement that is going nowhere so long as the left continues to prioritize Muslim feelings over gay lives. So long as the left continues to prioritize the feelings of sociopathic feminist bitches over everybody else. So long as they do these things, so long as they don't understand the valid, reasonable grievances that people have in this country and seek to mischaracterize those anxieties that are held by millions as the product of racism and bigotry, so long as that happens, the alt-right is going nowhere. The movement that Donald Trump has spearheaded is going nowhere. It is only going to get bigger. And this room is a vision of what America should look like in 20 years. And it is time to start calling them out. And the best way you can do it is at the ballot box in this election, but you can also do it by coming to talks like this. You can also do it by being the mischievous, trolly, dissident shitlords I know you all are. Until the left abandons not only its visceral loathing of people for no good reason, but also the tactics it uses, the sociopathy, the vindictiveness, the viciousness. So long as the left continues to treat people like shit, we will be here. And we're going to start winning elections. Thank you very much.